Good afternoon. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. Lebanon's health minister says more than 25 people were killed and more than 2,500 were injured in a massive explosion today in Beirut. It damaged buildings in a large radius around the city's port. The blast shook several parts of the capital and thick smoke billowed from the city center. The cause of the blast was not immediately clear. It came amid tensions between Israel and Hezbollah. Some local TV stations reported the blast was in a building where fireworks were stored. It could be heard and felt as far away as Cyprus across the Mediterranean. Florida's tally of new coronavirus deaths surged to 245 today. That brought Florida's seven-day average in daily reported deaths to 184, its highest rate yet, and just behind Texas for most in the country. The number of people being treated for coronavirus in hospitals statewide continued a nearly two-week downward trajectory, with 7,800 patients today from 8,000 the day before. That's down from highs of more than 9,500 about 2 weeks ago. There were more than 5,400 new positive coronavirus tests reported today in Florida. The total number of coronavirus cases in Florida is nearly 500,000. Florida's governor, attorney general, and corrections secretary all attended a Florida Sheriff's Association meeting last week. Robbie Gaffney reports five people who attended that meeting now have tested positive for coronavirus.
The News Service of Florida reports the state's Department of Corrections secretary, Mark Inch, has tested positive for the coronavirus after attending the meeting and visiting a prison. Meanwhile, Governor Ron DeSantis and Attorney General Ashley Moody say they've tested negative. Another attendee, incoming House Speaker Chris Sproul, says he feels fine but didn't disclose whether he has been tested. The Florida Sheriff's Association says its meeting exceeded social distancing guidelines. People had to sit 10 feet apart and wear masks. A total of five attendees so far have reported testing positive for the virus. I'm Robbie Gaffney.
A key Senate Republican said he supports an increase in the food stamp benefit as part of a huge coronavirus relief bill. He adds that an agreement on that issue could lead to further overall progress on the legislation. The bill remains stalled despite days of Capitol negotiations. Senate Agriculture Committee Chair Pat Roberts said today that you can make an argument that we need some kind of an increase in food stamps and that he's raised the topic with Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. All sides predict a long slog ahead despite the lapse of a $600 a week expanded unemployment benefit at the end of July. Several more days of talks are expected. Today, the U.S. Department of Transportation's Federal Transit Administration announced a $40 million grant for the Pinellas Suncoast Transit Authority as part of the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act. PSTA will use the funds for operating, preventative maintenance, and administrative expenses, which are necessary to support transit services during the COVID-19 public health emergency. Employees at a pain management clinic owned by a black doctor in Claremont found a noose hanging in a bush outside the office yesterday morning. Joe Burns reports police in the Central Florida city are trying to find out who's behind the symbol of racist violence and hatred.
Police Chief Charles Broadway says officers are working with state and federal law enforcement. The chief expressed, quote, disappointment and disgust over this apparent hate crime. Dr. Daniel St. Ellie says he's operated the Painalgia Relief Center in Claremont for 3 years and has never experienced anything like this. It's a shock, he says. His employees at the pain management clinic are reacting with, quote, disbelief, sadness, grieving as well. Police are asking anyone who knows about the noose to call the crime line at 1-800-423-TIPS. In Central Florida, I'm Joe Burns.
A Tampa teenager identified as the mastermind of the scheme that gained control of Twitter accounts of politicians, celebrities, and technology moguls has pleaded not guilty to multiple counts of fraud. The 17-year-old is accused of using the hijacked Twitter accounts to scam people around the world out of more than $100,000 in Bitcoin. He faces 17 counts of communications fraud and 11 counts of fraudulent use of personal information, among other charges. He was arrested Friday and entered the not guilty pleas today. He remains in jail with a bond set at $725,000. A bond hearing is set for tomorrow. The leader of the U.S. Navy SEAL said the unit has severed ties with the National Navy SEAL Museum, a nonprofit organization that is not overseen by the Navy in Fort Pierce. The relationship came to an end over a pair of videos that surfaced on social media on Sunday that showed military dogs attacking a man in protective gear who was wearing a Colin Kaepernick jersey. Well, tonight, a stray shower or thunderstorm is possible early, with overnight low temperatures in the high 70s. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon with highs in the low 90s. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM, on WMNF.org, and on the WMNF app.